Hare Krishna, all glories to Lord Balaram. Today is the appearance day of Lord Balaram, Lord Krishna's brother, and on this day we pray to him, who's the original spiritual master, to engage us in his service, in Krishna's service, and free us from the bondage of material existence, which is really causing us so much pain and difficulty, by pleasing Lord Balaram, who's not different than Krishna, then we have the opportunity to actually become empowered, because he is the source of all power. Every morning we're singing Sakshat Hari Tena Samasta Shastri. Lord Balaram is Sakshat Hari. Like Srimati Radharani is Sakshat Hari, Yoga Maya is Sakshat Hari. They are the embodiments of the Ladini, Sambit, and Sandini Shakti. Lord Balaram is the embodiment of the potency of existence. Everything exists because he brings it into existence. And everything thus depends upon him. By getting his mercy, we get Krishna's mercy. However, it's not that we're utilitarian. When we say Krishna's mercy, we mean everybody's mercy is then included. We need to get to Krishna's mercy through the mercy of others, and by getting Krishna's blessings, then we receive the blessings of all of his associates. So when we pray to Srimati Radharani, when we pray to Lord Balaram, it's not that we just pray to them that let me get to Krishna and we forget about them. No, we want to be their servants. We know that serving the servants of the servant is better than serving Krishna directly. We want to serve them, but we know that the complete way of serving them is only when Krishna is pleased with us, and therefore we are trying to pray to Lord Balaram to make us pleased with Krishna, so that we can then serve the Lord, serve him, serve Srimati Radharani in ways that are the most pleasing to Krishna himself. Lord Balaram is the brother of Krishna in the sense that he's the son of Vasudev, although he's born from Rohini Devi, as opposed to being Krishna, who was born from Devaki. Vasudev had many wives. I think it was 17 wives that he had. And when, I think we were speaking about this the other day, when Rohini Devi became pregnant, knowing how unpredictable and unruly Kamsa was, he didn't want Rohini to end up with the same fate as Devaki, to be imprisoned, so he sent her to Vrindavan, to the care of Nanda Maharaj. Actually, on that day, on the evening, where Rohini Devi arrived in Vrindavan in the evening, and in that same day, Yogamaya arrived with Madhumangal to Vrindavan, and she predicted, she was saying, yes, that a very great personality is coming, or is being brought here, and will bring great joy to all of Vrindavan, and he'll herald the appearance of an even greater personality and an even greater joy, namely Lord Krishna. So Jiva Goswami writes that Rohini Devi came on horseback. She rode into Vrindavan on horseback, and Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda greeted her with great affection. He gave her accommodation in his own palace, And Yashoda Devi and Rohini, they were very, very close. In fact, they were actually inseparable. Although they were separated when Krishna finally went to Mathura, then Vasudeva also asked Rohini Devi to return to Mathura also. And from there she then accompanied them to Dwarka. And everyone was overjoyed at Rohini Devi's transcendental presence. As she became more and more pregnant, everyone was very anxious for Lord Balaram's appearance, which took place on the full moon. And that's, of course, very befitting, because Lord Balaram is himself, just like the moon, with a silver, whitish, beautiful complexion, and in the same way that the moon dresses itself with the blueness of the night sky, Lord Balaram also dresses himself in the dark blue garlands, just like Srimati Radharani. She also wears dark blue. Why? Because it's indicative that they're always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Krishna is dark blue. So they're wearing blue clothes is a sign of their own Krishna consciousness and their full absorption in the Lord. It acts as a udipan, or an impetus of remembrance for others and for themselves as well. When Srimati Radharani was born, she was blind at birth until she saw Krishna. When Balaram was born, he didn't speak. He only began to speak when Krishna was born. But after Mother Yashoda became pregnant and Lord Balaram would sit in her lap, then he would laugh and he would make noises, being very, very happy that he was actually in the proximity of his young brother. And after Krishna was born, then from that time on, he and Balaram were inseparable. Because not only did Balaram was always with Krishna and Vrindavan, but when they moved to Mathura, when they went to Dwarka, up until the very last day in the big fratricidal war between the Yadus, Lord Balaram was first to leave this world, and then following him, Krishna also left this world. But until then, they're always together. In Vrindavan, they had three ages, childhood, boyhood, and youth. And the particular feature of their childhood is that they were all very much cuddled by their parents, but because they always lived in the same palace, they were constantly together. They were inseparable, even as little toddlers. And their main activity at that time was stealing butter, ghee, yogurt, milk products from the homes of others, because they were always at home. It was only as they got a little older in childhood, or at least started to approach boyhood, that they started to take the calves out and herd the calves in the areas surrounding Gokula. When they reached boyhood, then they moved to Vrindavan. And then during boyhood, their main pastime was going out and cow herding. And they would enjoy all kinds of wonderful pastimes. And of course, while doing all that, they were killing so many demons. Krishna was killing, Balaram was killing Pralambasura and Dhenukasura. So all these wonderful activities were going on. And when they entered into youth, then at that time, Krishna's association with cowherd boys was somewhat diminished, because he didn't stay with them during the whole day, but rather at a certain point while they were playing or resting or eating, he would slip away and meet with Srimati Radharani and the gopis. But nonetheless, Krishna and Balaram were constantly in each other's association. And it's something for us to really keep in mind, that since Lord Balaram is always with Krishna, therefore, if we pray to him that you please give me the strength to get the service of your Krishna. Help me become qualified to serve him, to serve you, to serve all the residents of Vrindavan, and to one day also enter into that Vrindavan spirit and that Vrindavan abode. Certainly Lord Balaram will bless us. He will, as I mentioned, empower us, because he's the source of all power. It's hard to conceive of just how powerful Lord Balaram is, but if we think how unlimited universes in his form of Ananta are on his hoods, and he doesn't even notice them. We lifting up some kind of weight like 50 kilos, 100 kilos, extraordinary. What about lifting a planet? What about lifting the universe? What about lifting all the universes and not even noticing them? Unlimited strength. So he has, and it's not material strength, it's spiritual strength. And that spiritual strength will help us to progress forward and to advance in Krishna consciousness, and also resist the temptations of material energy. So for both of these things, being free from the influence of Maya and perfecting our devotional practices, we should offer our prayers to Lord Balaram.